Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for a word from the Lord? Awesome. Today, I am excited because we decided to switch up a bit simply because God spoke a word this morning that I think was amazing. And so today I'm going to introduce to you one of our elders who has a word for the house, one of our own beloved, Elder Rocky Cunningham. Let's give him a hand as he comes to preach the word of God.
Before I get started, I want to just say, I want to give a shout out to my little sister out in Tennessee who is watching our service this morning. I love you. The bishop asked me if I would be willing to share a word of encouragement with our leadership this morning at 9 o'clock for our leadership meeting. And this was last evening, and I told him that I would. So I went and spent some time with God, and God began to feed my heart and my mind and began to share with me some things that I felt like I needed to share with our leadership this morning. Unbeknowing to me, we're all leadership. and so God has brought us back together here that I might be able to share that message with you as well. How many of you are familiar with the Peanuts cartoons? You know, the one that's got Charlie Brown and Linus and, you know, Lucy, all of those. In one of the Peanuts cartoons, Lucy, she goes into the living room and Linus is in there watching TV. And Lucy decides to come into the living room. So she goes in and she looks over at Linus and she says, "Change the channel." And Linus looks at her and he says, "Wait a minute." He said, "What makes you think you can just walk in here and tell me to change the channel when I'm watching TV?" And Lucy lifted up her hand and she said, "These five little fingers." She said, "You see, Linus, by themselves, they may not be much." She said, "But when I bring them together like this, they become a mighty weapon of destruction." So Linus looks at Lucy and he said, "What channel do you want?" And then he walks away, and as he's walking away, he's looking at his hand and his fingers and he says, "Well, why can't you guys be like that?" You know, we may not agree with how Lucy bullied Linus into changing that TV channel, but this cartoon illustrates for us what happens when things work together, when we all come together. It illustrates what happens when we become one. That's what this illustrates for us. You see, when Lucy showed him those five little fingers, she said, "They're not much together," or by themselves, rather. "They're not much." She said, "But when they come together, they become a mighty weapon of destruction, a terrible weapon of destruction." I want you guys to understand something this morning. That's the way it is with our church. You see, when we are by ourselves, we may not feel like much. When somebody sees us, we may not look like much. We may not think as though we're much. But let me tell you something. When we all come together, We come together as a mighty weapon, a terrible weapon that has the power and the ability and the authority to destroy the work that Satan is pushing into our lives. We come together as a mighty work of God that has the authority and the ability to break down strongholds in your life and to take away those things that Satan does in your life, those buttons that he's been pushing. You see, when we come together, when we come as one, we come together as a mighty, destructive weapon of God. And when we are led by us as one through the power of the Holy Spirit, look here, we are unstoppable. You understand that? We become unstoppable. It doesn't matter what culture we come from. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. You see, when God looks at you and when God looks at me, God don't see nationality. He doesn't see a Hispanic. He doesn't see a black person. He doesn't see a white person. He doesn't see a person who is rich or one who is poor. He don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. God don't see none of that. When God looks at you, God sees his child. God sees us as a family. You see, it don't matter. It don't matter. When God looks at us, he sees his children. In the eyes of God, listen to me, we are his family. We are Frontier Church. Come on, man, did you miss that? We are his family. We are Frontier Church, put here for a purpose, brought here together with a reason. I want to share a couple things with you this morning out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul talks to us about the human body, the physical body. And Paul, in this passage of Scripture, he tells us that we're all different. He also tells us that we should use those differences to build each other up, to help each other be all that we can be, to grow the body of Christ. He tells us that we should use those differences for the good. You can go back and read that chapter when you have some time. But I want to share a couple things that I believe God wants me to share with you this morning regarding them. And the first one is this. I need you guys' attention because this is super, super awesome. The first thing that we all need to understand, you're important to this family. Yeah. And I want you to understand, I didn't say you're important to this church or this group or this body. I said you are important to this family. Yeah. Yeah. Because you see, at Frontier Church, we're more than a church. At Frontier Church, we are a family. Do you understand that? And you have a place of importance within this family. Let me tell you why. Paul said in this passage, he said that our body, this physical body, go with me here for just a minute. He said, we're all made up of different parts. And he said, every one of them are important. He said, we have eyes so that we can see. We have ears that we can hear. Paul's talking about our nose that we can smell and our mouth that we can talk. Our hands and our feet that we might be able to walk and go places and reach out and touch people and things. You see, Paul says we are made up of a different type of body. We have everything right here at our disposal. And I want to tell you something about Frontier Church. As a part of this family, we are the same way. We are the same way that Paul is talking about with the physical body. You see, God made us different so that we could all serve the purpose that he brought you here for. Do you understand that? God brought us here with a purpose. Let me help you understand. Some of you here are the eyes of this family. Because you see, you can see. God gives you visions. And God gives you dreams. You have eyes. You have spiritual insight into things. Some of you are the ears of this family because you hear God. You know His voice. You're able to understand what He wants of you and of others because you've come to learn His voice. Some of you that are here, you're His mouth. Listen to me. Because you speak healing over the sick. You speak miracles into people's lives. You speak life into the dead. In Ezekiel chapter 37, God said to Ezekiel, "Speak to the dry bones." You see, you speak life. Life! You are that person that goes over and puts your hands on somebody and says, "I declare in the name of Jesus that you will be healed." You see, you are the mouth of this family. Some of you, you are the hands and the feet. You are the ones that go out here into this video that we just watched. You're the one that goes out there and tells people about Frontier Church and about how Jesus loves them. You're the one that passes out the gas card. You're the one that goes out there and does the work of the laundry of love. You're the one that says, "We're just here because we love you. We're here because we want to help you have something to do your laundry with." So you're the feet. And you are the hands that God has chosen in this family to move forward and do the work of the kingdom. You see, He has made us all different. And then He brought us all together. Isn't that kind of cool? He brought us all together and gave us a special purpose right here in this family. You're my brother, man. You're my sister. We are one because God brought us together to be one. Do you understand that? Do this. All right. We are one. I want to give you an illustration that kind of brings that home. This little girl comes home from school, and man, she's just weeping, just crying her eyes out. She walks in the door, and her mom says, "What's wrong, baby?" And she says, "My teacher, we were getting the parts for the school play, and all of the kids were getting these big parts and all of these things that needed to be done, and he gave me, just this one little piece." She says, "Not fair, Mom." Mother walks over to the jewelry cabinet. She takes out a pocket watch and she unscrews the back of it. She lays it here in the hand and she says, "What do you see in there?" And the little girl's got tears coming down her face. And the little girl looks at the watch and she said, "I see all the moving parts, those little bitty pieces moving around in there." And the mother said, "Every one of those little bitty parts has a place that makes this work." She said, "If just one of those little bitty pieces quits doing what it's supposed to do, everything stops." She said, "Everything stops." She said, "Baby, do you understand that?" And the little girl said, "Yes, Mama. Yes, Mama, I do." You see, every one of them has a purpose. Look here. Every one of you has a purpose. You're here to make this big watch work. God brought us together. He gave us a special place right here in this family. And I want you to know something. No matter how small that part may seem to be to you, you have a very special place in this big watch. And without you, things don't operate. Because we are one. We are a family. Remember what I said. You are important to this family. Jack, you're important to this family. Karen, you're important to this family. You're all important to this family. Don't ever doubt that. And don't ever forget that. The second thing I want you to know this morning is simply this. We need each other. You see, Bishop can't do this by himself. Do you understand that? You see, God called him to plant Frontier Church. But God sent you here after he planted it to help him. Do you understand that? He sent you here. You know why he sent you here? You know why he sent you here? Because you're the mouth to speak healing and to speak life. Because you are the eyes that sees the vision, that sees those spiritual insights. You're the ears that hears God, that can come to him when he's down and say, Pastor, God said to tell you this. You understand? Do this again. Yes. We need each other. There's a story about this man that lives in this real small little village. He was very wealthy. He wanted to leave his village something to remind them of him after he died. So this man decides he's going to use his wealth to build a church. And he spared no expense. And when the church was finished and everything was done, he invited the village, everyone from near and far, to come and look at the village, at the church that was built in the village. Everybody came and they made their way through and they were oohs and ahs and how great and how beautiful and oh my goodness, look at that. Everything was being said. And one man spoke up and he said, where's the lights? He said, there are no lights. Where are the lamps? And the man called for a gentleman that was in the back and he brought him forth. And this man came out and he began to hand lamps out to every family. He said, here, Tyrone, this is your lamp. Demita, this one is for you. He handed out the lamps to every family. Every person in that village had something there. And this is what the man said after he handed out all of the lamps. He said, I want you to bring it with you every time you come to worship. He said, because you see, when you are here and your lamp is lit. He said, the area where you sit will be lighted. And he said, but if you are not here, he said, the place where you sit will be left dark because there is no lamp. Do you understand the moral of that? You see, God has given every one of us a light that we are to shed on each other and to bring into each other's lives. God has given you a purpose. God brought you here this morning so that you could hear you have a purpose. God brought you here this morning so that you would understand and that you would know that you are important and that we need each other. God brought you here to help you understand that you're part of a family. Part of a family. Your light helps other people see Jesus. Your light helps other people see the greatness and the things of God. But if you're not here, if you're not here, then the place where you sit remains dark. Do you understand that? You're important. You are important. You are important. Bishop needs you. I need you. We need each other. I want to say this one more thing, and this is so important. We're all connected. Do you know that? We're all connected to one another through Christ Jesus. And if something affects you, it affects me. Because you are my brother and sister in Christ. And when you are broken, I'm broken. When you don't have something, I don't have something. Because we are connected. I'm going to give you kind of a little funny example that I think most of us can relate to. Have you ever given thought to your little toe? You know, we don't think about that much, do we? I mean, it's just a toe, and it's the little one at that. But if you ever got up in the middle of the night and stubbed that bad boy on the chair, you ever got up in the middle of the night and just smacked it on your way to the restroom? You know what? You will do this. You'll reach down and try to rub it and massage it. Your mouth will groan words that just... Little toe will make you do all of that. If you hit that little toe just in one specific way, I promise you, look here, it will affect every bone in your body. That's how it is with us. That's how it is with the body of Christ. You see, Paul said in verse 26 of chapter 12, he said, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. You smack that toe, your finger feels it. If one part suffers, we all suffer with it. He said, if one part honors, then we all rejoice with it. Yeah. If one part suffers, we all suffer. But when one rejoices, baby, it's on. Let me tell you why. Paul said in verse 13 there, he said, that's because, he said, we are all baptized by one Spirit. He said, into one body. And it doesn't matter if we're, he said, Jews or Greeks or slaves or free. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or Hispanic. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. Doesn't matter if you're wealthy or poor. It doesn't matter if you have a car or don't have a car. Doesn't matter. It does not matter. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. Because we were all given one Spirit to drink. We were all given one Spirit to drink. So I'm going to bring all this down. And here's where it lies. I need you to take away this morning when you leave here these three things. You are important. If you weren't important, you wouldn't be here. But you are important. The second one is that we need each other. I need you. Bishop needs you. And the third thing is that we're all connected as a family at Frontier Church. I want to say this, and I'm going to bring everything to a close. I had two different people call me over the weekend struggling with something that this message deals with. Maybe you are too. Maybe you are too. So I'm going to ask you to do something real brave for just a moment. Would you stand up if you're able to stand? I just want you to stand up for a moment. If you're able to stand up. Because I want to ask you a question. I want to say to you first and foremost, our worship service was amazing this morning, but that's what happens when the Holy Spirit comes in. You see, that's what happened when the Holy Spirit comes in and falls fresh upon our church. We have a wonderful worship experience. But let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit. He doesn't come in for worship and then leave. The Holy Spirit of God is still here. And He's here because you are important. You see, maybe this message was for you. Maybe you don't feel important anymore. Maybe something has happened that has made you feel less. Maybe you don't feel needed or like we're not connected. Maybe something has happened in your life that has taken your focus off everything that you should be focusing on here. Let me tell you something about the devil. He will do anything and everything that he can to make you sit down. He will set you down if you will let him. If you listen to him, hear me. If you listen to him and you follow his lead, he will set you down. Because he knows that if he sets you down, he sets down the purpose for which God brought you here. So I want to say this to you. Maybe you're hurt. Maybe something has happened in your life that just hasn't allowed you to become connected with God. If that's you, if there's something that has happened that you just can't seem to forgive, you can't seem to get on with life about, you can't seem to just be, I want to pray for you. You see, look here. I'm a mouth. I want to speak healing into your life. So I want to ask you to do something. If you have a need this morning that we can bring before the Lord, that will make your thoughts of who you are, make you understand that we are together. If you have something going on in your life that we can pray about, that will remove all of that garbage and get you up off of that chair and back in the game, I want to pray for you. So I want to ask you to do something real bold. Come up here. Just step out of the chair and get your bad self up here. Come on. Maybe you're hurt. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you've got some brokenness going on. Don't allow that to stop you. Don't allow that. to ruin your life. Don't allow that to control you. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Just get up. Just get up. Come on. Come on.